I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, Recognition of Allah Almighty. And inshallah, we're going to continue from where we left off. We were speaking about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the creation. Before we begin, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salat ala Nabi. In one narration, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stationed an angel at my grave, and he has granted him, meaning that angel, the ability to hear the voices of all of creation. Now, what is the job of that angel? Whenever anyone, regardless of where they are in the world, send Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then that angel has the responsibility of conveying that Durood Sharif, that Salatu Salam, to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how does it convey that Salatu Salam? It says that so-and-so, son of so-and-so, has recited Salat upon you. So the reciter's name and the father of the reciter, his name is also presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, what great honor, what a great privilege that you're here in Birmingham, or somebody in London, somebody in Europe, in Africa, in Asia, in America, whichever continent, whichever country, whichever city a person resides in, and he sends Salat ala Nabi with devotion, with love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happens? This angel conveys the reciter's name as well as his father's name in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great sa'ada, what great fortune. If we know this is the case, and now we've heard this narration, what is preventing us from reciting Salat ala Nabi in abundance, to have our lowly names presented time and time again in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What's stopping us? Negligence, ghafla, heedlessness. We need to remove the veils of heedlessness. We need to wholeheartedly, sincerely, out of devotion, out of mahabbah, out of yearning for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recite Salat ala Nabi abundantly. So our name is constantly presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another thing that we subhanallah learn from this narration is, if this is the hearing power of the angel that is stationed at the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that simultaneously in one go it can hear the voices of all the creation, whoever recites Salat ala Nabi, then what about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself? What about his hearing power, his faculty of hearing? When an ummati calls out to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a time of desperation, in a time of great need and assistance, wouldn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be able to hear that? Wouldn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be able to assist and aid his ummati, his devotee, his lover? Of course he would. This is a matter of i'tiqad, this is a matter of yaqeen, certainty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us immense love for our Prophet alayhi salam, and enable us convey as much salawat upon him alayhi salam as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we were hearing about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first right is what? To recognize Allah Azza wa Jal. To recognize Allah. To attain His ma'rifah. Jalla Jalalu. We're continuing this topic. What is ma'rifah? What's the importance of ma'rifah? Why is it necessary to gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are things we discussed previously. Now today we're going to discuss a few further things regarding the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and some foundational things, some elementary things we're going to discuss in this regard. The first thing we're going to discuss is what things can be attained through ma'rifah of Allah, or what ma'rifah can be attained, and what things are we limited in, meaning what things cannot be attained by the creation in terms of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing is ma'rifatul dhat, ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his being. Now the ulama of Islam have said ma'rifatul dhat, knowing the haqiqah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is beyond human comprehension, is beyond our limited and incapable minds. Now whether it's the malaika muqarrabin, the close angels, or it's the anbiya and mursaleen, everyone falls short in this regard, knowing the haqiqah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of our predecessors, rahimahullah, said something beautiful. He said, just as the dhat of Allah, the haqiqah of the dhat of Allah, is veiled from the mind and the intellects of people, similarly, his dhat is veiled from the eyes of people as well. And he said, just as the angels are seeking knowledge regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same way you are as well. In the way you are seeking Allah, they are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So knowing the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the haqiqah of Allah, this is beyond human comprehension. The human does not have the strength, does not possess the strength to know this. And this is beyond the realm of possibility for a human. Now, the reason for this is, the ulama have said, you can only know the reality of something when you encompass it. That our knowledge encompasses it from every aspect. That's when you can have comprehensive knowledge regarding it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dhat is that dhat which cannot be encompassed. It cannot be encompassed. So the reality of Allah's dhat, the creation cannot attain that knowledge regarding that. But as for Allah's knowledge, then this encompasses everything, all of creation. Allah ta'ala knows the reality of everything, but we as humans, as creation, do not. As we heard before, it's very important to know that even the Anbiya alayhi salam cannot reach the reality, the haqiqah of the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alluded to this when he said, O Allah, we have not recognized you the way it is your right to be recognized. Like, kama haqquhu, as it is your right to be recognized. We fall short in this regard. Now, the ma'rifah of Allah, this is of four types. Number one, al-ma'rifatul haqiqiyyah. Number two, al-ma'rifatul ayaniyyah. Number three, al-ma'rifatul kashfiyyah. And number four, al-ma'rifatul burhaniyyah. Let's go through each of these briefly. Now, al-ma'rifatul haqiqiyyah, we discussed this just now, that this is knowing the dhat of Allah, the haqiqah of the dhat of Allah, comprehensively. And only Allah Ta'ala knows this regarding himself, Jalla Jalalu. This is only limited to him. And in the creation, no one has this level of ma'rifah where he recognizes Allah Ta'ala haqiqatan, fully and comprehensively. The second type of ma'rifah, al-ma'rifatul ayaniyah. And this type of ma'rifah refers to seeing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And in the dunya, besides our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody had this sharaf. We know on the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on this blessed journey and he saw his Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. And when he saw him, مَزَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَهَا, that the eye did not deviate. It did not wander here and there. It did not go beyond the limits and the boundaries. Surah Najm, Allah Ta'ala mentions many beautiful verses in this regard. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ وَأَدْنَى. This speaks of the proximity between Allah and His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that night. So, al-ma'rifatul ayaniyah, this is limited to the Prophet alayhi salam in the dunya. Musa alayhi salam, such a great prophet of Allah, he wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala replied, lan tarani. Now, in the akhirah, al-ma'rifatul ayaniyah, this will be granted to the makhluk. This will be attained by the makhluk. Just as it's mentioned in the hadith that you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just as people would look at the moon in the world. When they would look at the moon of the 14th night, everybody could see it easily. Similarly, in Jannah, there will be no difficulty in everyone seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that in Jannah, we'll be blessed with the beatific vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third type of ma'rifah, al-ma'rifatul kashfiyah. This means Allah ta'ala reveals many things related to His dhat, the ma'rifah of His dhat, to people, to whomsoever He wants. So, the awliya Allah, the sulaha, they see with the inner eye, they see with insight Allah ta'ala has granted them. They see deeper than other beings. They see greater than other beings. So things are revealed to them. Things become uncovered to them that normal people can't see. The fourth type of ma'rifah we discussed, al-ma'rifatul burhaniyah. This means ma'rifah which is deduced via proofs. So proof-based ma'rifah. And this is ma'rifah that can be attained by all of creation, all of jinnat. Because Allah Ta'ala Himself in the Quran has told us to seek the proofs for the existence of Allah, for the dhat of Allah. That we are to ponder upon Allah's creation. And we are to attain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the command of Allah jalla wa ala. This is al-ma'rifatul burhaniyah. So, ma'rifah itself, recognizing Allah, becoming aware of the Creator, this is from the foremost faraid, the foremost obligations. From the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first right of Allah upon the creation is to attain the ma'rifah of Him jalla jalalu. But obviously, as we discussed, this is not going to be al-ma'rifatul haqiqiyya, knowing the reality of the dhat of Allah, because only Allah possesses this. And it's not going to be al-ma'rifatul ayaniyya, because in the dunya nobody can see Allah. This was a khasa, a particular of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what's not required is al-ma'rifatul kashfiyya as well. This is ma'rifah which Allah blesses whomsoever He wants with. It's not incumbent upon everybody. But the fourth type of ma'rifah, al-ma'rifatul burhaniyah, ma'rifah which is attained through dalil and evidence, this is incumbent upon everyone. Everyone must gain recognition of Allah through al-ma'rifatul burhaniyah. So this fourth type, there are many means to attain this type of ma'rifah, al-ma'rifatul burhaniyah. One great means is al-Quran al-Kareem itself. The noble book of Allah, the final revelation. Because the amount of dala'il, the amount of evidences in the book of Allah for the ma'rifah of Allah, the dhat of Allah, are innumerable, subhanAllah. Quran leads to the recognition of Allah, recognition of the sifat of Allah, the azama, the grandeur of Allah, the power of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It mentions Allah being qadir. It mentions Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, being khaliq. It mentions Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, being alim. This is ma'rifah burhaniyah. So the Qur'an is to be benefited from in this regard. We should study the Qur'an with this intention, with this in mind. And this will help us greatly in attaining such ma'rifah. Now, reading the Qur'an, studying the Qur'an, having love for the Qur'an, delving and diving into the deeper meanings of the Qur'an. SubhanAllah, when a person becomes extinct in the Qur'an, when a person devotes everything to the Qur'an, then it's possible to also gain ma'rifah kashfiyya. This ma'rifah which is where Allah Ta'ala reveals things, discloses things, uncovers things for people who have that level of pursuit, that level of searching, subhanAllah. Not everyone, but there are people in the creation who are able to unearth gems through ma'rifah kashfiyya. Now these four types we discussed. After this, what other ways can we utilize to attain ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And from those ways is reflecting, studying the creation deeply, pondering about the creation, contemplating about the creation. And this Allah ta'ala has mentioned many times in the Quran. So the Quran was, as we mentioned, a great source of gaining the ma'rifah of Allah, ma'rifah burhaniyah. And within the Quran itself, we're told that we should ponder. So in some places it'll say, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and day, there are surely signs for those who have intellect, those who are intelligent. Allah Ta'ala is talking about using that intellect to gain the ma'rifah of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is saying there's signs in the creation. Who for? For those who are intelligent. لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala continues and he says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقَعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Those people who remember Allah standing, sitting, and even on their sides while lying down. Allah Ta'ala has said, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They ponder, they reflect upon the creation of the heavens and the earth, about how the heavens were created, how the earth was created, how it came about. And when they do that, when they reflect and ponder and contemplate, what's the conclusion? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh, our Lord, you do not create all of this in vain. SubhanAllah, ma'rifah of Allah is attained. Meaning this heaven, this earth, the day, the night, all of this is not in vain. There's a reason behind it. Allahu Akbar. Subhanaka faqina adhab an-nar. Oh Allah, you are pure from all naqais, meaning you're pure from all bad traits. You're pure from all shortcomings and defects and ayub and flaws. Faqina adhab an-nar. Save us from the fire of hell. So in this verse clearly we're told that studying the creation, reflecting upon the creation is one great way of gaining the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at the signs of Allah, you look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs that Allah has kept within them. You use your intellect, you don't waste it. Inshallah, you will attain ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a great means of attaining the ma'rifah of Allah. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن مَّاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Again, Allah is calling us towards reflection. And He says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and day. And if you look at the ships, that travel in the seas for the benefit of people, what Allah Ta'ala showers from the skies, meaning in terms of rain, water, and then that water revives the earth, meaning so much benefit is taken from that. Barren land becomes fertile. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ. And Allah Ta'ala spreads within the earth all kind of animals, the motion of the winds. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the clouds which are bound to drift between the sky and the earth. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. There are many signs in this, in these things, for those who have intellect. So we must use our intellect to gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time and time again in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is telling us about pondering and reflecting, contemplating about His signs. For whom? لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. For those who have intelligence. We have intelligence. We are to use it properly. We're not to waste our intelligence. We're not to be ungrateful and disobey Allah with our intelligence. And we're not to waste our lives in other than our mission, our goal in life, which is to gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us great levels of taqwa and ma'rifah. Ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will benefit us in both worlds. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace, in the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.